If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Still going strong.
Attaboy, Badger, you betcha. All right, here we go. We need some more music.
Yes, please.
The Quaby Sisters are riding along with us. You can't beat this. This is Cold, Cold Heart. Good stuff there from the Quaby Sisters. Yeah. You don't get harmony like that.
I know, man. That is as close and as tight as it comes.
As it can get.
And beautiful.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Beautiful young ladies.
Yes.
They're taking some a break now, and they're attending to their families.
Well, good for them.
That's what I said. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, anything goes.
Anything goes. All right. Here it is.
Give it to me.
Do you like chrome on your horse or not?
Yeah. Well, here we go. All right. Here's my old saying. Mm-hmm. The West was won on sorrels and bays.
Yes, they were.
All right.
For a reason.
Now, if you want to throw four white socks on that sorrel,
It's kind of pretty.
Dang tootin'.
Pretty chromey, nice
I'll
and
take
pretty.
It. Yeah. What's the other old saying? You can't ride color.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
You can't ride papers either.
You
okay?
can't ride
I'm
a
just
paper.
Telling you.
Yeah.
But it'll give you some idea of how good of an
what
animal
the
they might
is.
Yeah, might
Absolutely.
Be. Sure. Yeah.
yeah.
And are you a good enough cowboy to ride a Hancock horse?
Well, they've just about bred the buck out of them Hancocks.
You know, even I can ride a Hancock now. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's really saying something.
That is saying something, yeah.
I mean to tell you. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Well, I just got to throw this in here. This was a news article on Cowboy State Daily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Cowboy State Daily, by the way.
Yes.
They had a protest at the state capitol.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, they were going to protest. PETA was protesting cows.
Oh, right. Well, of course.
They want to have a meat tax.
Meat tax?
Yeah, for the alleged negative impacts that cattle have on climate change.
Alleged, yeah.
Four people showed up. Two of them were the organizers that were dressed like cows.
Take that.
And the other two, one was from Florida, uh-huh. and he was on his way to another protest in Boulder.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were holding signs that said, "Save the planet, tax meat. Every animal is someone, tax meat."
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
That hurt bad.
Oh, yeah. That
hurt
was
me bad.
The organizers, which also brings up the point of the protest that was supposed to be here in Sublette County.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Didn't happen.
Come to fruition.
No, didn't come to fruition. We're not going to beat that dead horse.
No.
Because that one's been raked over the coals for way too long.
Don't even touch it.
It needs to die its own death.
And it just did.
There you go. There. So we're not even going to talk about that. Let's have some cow poke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
You know what?
Ah.
It's tourist tossing season.
Yeah.
Springtime is in the air. Dudes are everywhere. It's a time of both thawing and freezing. The greater Yellowstone becomes a combat zone for another tourist tossing season. The bison are well primed for the tourist's well-timed trip to the land that common sense forgot. With horns sharp and steady, weapons at the ready, waiting for a stab at someone's blind spot. The warning sign allows, don't pet the fluffy cows. But certain visitors are somewhat dense. Every once in a while, it makes the local smile, 'cause someone pees on the electric fence. Just as quick as you please, they are posting their selfies on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. They are blind to the fate that the buff lay in wait for a chance at cleaning somebody's clock. They couldn't be a brute. They're so cuddly and cute. The comment itself makes reason stare. They want one little pet. And the closer they get ensures that someone soils their underwear. Then chances run higher for a frequent flyer because the humans are within range now. With the odds increasing, it's time for releasing the next high-capacity assault cow. There's no quiet reflection on natural selection. They seem most unaware of the dangers. The buffs launch their assault from across the asphalt, cheered on by the medics and park rangers. We watched one gal in awe get hooked under her bra. The bison launched her like a wrist rocket. She turned over three times, raining nickels and dimes and an inhaler out of her pocket. Another brainless guy had to give it a try and received a horn enema instead. With his shorts torn to rags, then flying like flags, affixed on top of the buffalo's head. We know we shouldn't watch when one's gored in the crotch, but you just can't make yourself turn away. Sure, we shouldn't have looked when the tourist got hooked, but it's on YouTube that very same day. Excitement here is rare. Hard to come by, I swear, and good entertainment is scarcer yet. It's been a long dry spell since the last tourist fell. Out here, we need all the fun we can get. We know it's wrong to laugh, but speaking on our behalf, the consequences are quite apropos. We wince when they get thrown, but the truth to be known, we are all rooting for the buffalo. Yep, I read on the news that some of the roads into Yellowstone have opened up.
Oh, no, it is talking season.
So it actually has begun.
It has begun.
Yep, that's right. Tourist tossing season.
I want to see them hug a porcupine.
Yeah. There's a way.
There is.
There's a way to eat. You can pet a porcupine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah. You have to know how to do it.
That's right.
Right,
and we're not going to tell you.
No. Not that we've ever.
Because neither one of us know.
No, not that we've ever done it. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man, the choir's going to sing.
What are they singing?
They're going to sing Bury Me Not in the Old Prairie.
Nice. There are not enough O's in Smooth to describe that.
Yeah. What a find.
Hey, anything goes this week.
That's right.
But we're going to ditch out to a commercial.
Okay.
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.